Hi, I'm Ella Whelan from Spiked Online, and today I'm in Philadelphia talking to Professor Camille Paglia, who is the Professor of Media Studies and Humanities at the University of Arts in Philadelphia, and also the author of many books, most recently Glittering Images. So Camille, thank you for coming. You know, one of the most demeaning things that is happening to women at the moment is feminism. It's campus feminism that are telling young women that they are too weak, too vulnerable, and unable to get on with life and get on and deal with the things that happen to them themselves without the kind of authorities stepping in. Where do you see this as coming from? It hasn't just dropped out of the sky. You know, these aren't just kind of nuts young women going around dragging their mattresses around campus for fun. Where has it come from?
Well, a problem is that young women today, at least in America, I don't know how it is abroad, but in America, there's a whole generation of young people have been raised in a very protected environment right now. They seem, as a college, as a classroom teacher, I have to say that they just seem to me as if their view of the world, their education was, from my observation, was rather banal. That is, they've been taught humanitarian fellow feeling. They've been taught how to get along, no bullying. Okay, they've taught to be very nice about anyone different, like transgender or people with a disability, and so on and so forth. But they have very little sense of world history. They have a very little sense of world geography. Now I think it's really a serious problem in the United States. Whereas in Europe, with so many different countries and also England and the UK in general has that international kind of perspective coming from the remnants of the old British Empire. So there's a sense of the world. As one listens to BBC News, it's about everywhere in the world. America is extremely insular. We're separated by these giant oceans from everything else. So then there's Canada up there and there's Mexico down there. But basically, it's like this. Some of our states are as big as the countries of Europe. That's why I feel that the most pernicious aspects of feminism are really hatched in the United States because of this insularity, and also because of our very strange college system, which has gotten more and more recreational. I mean, it's college has nothing to do with education, okay? It's sort of this social experience that people are sort of packed off to that now costs an absolute fortune as bankrupting students. The idea that there's any central educational curriculum is a long abandoned. It's a cafeteria style thing where people are, you need to choose something from this group of courses and that group of courses and that group. And then you have post-structuralism, post-modernism having undermined any idea of history as having meaning. All interpretation is simply what we project and import into the materials, and therefore there's a style of writing now about society that is very fragmented. It's like the new historicism. Everything is very atomized and so on. Whereas I truly believe that there are huge patterns in history that can be observed, and it's like a big wave motion that like rises and then crashes and so on. And that's what I see, the rise and fall of civilizations over the past 5,000 years. Okay, you've got this. This without any, if you have had no exposure to the disasters of world history and these sophisticated civilizations that rose like Babylon or Rome and then became very sexually tolerant and then fell, okay, and so there was nothing left but rubble. So if you have had no exposure to that, okay, then you honestly believe this idea that we are moving, it's progress visible all around us and we're moving to an ideal state, that ideal culture. Where it'll be like sort of transnational, global. Everyone will hold hands, right? And everyone will be accepted for what they are, okay? And there'll be no more prejudice, and the environment will be pure and clean, and so on. I mean, people have this kind of magical view of what of utopia that's there in the future, and that this progressivist. I consider myself a progressive in politics, but the point is this progressivist idea that we are marching towards some perfection, okay? And that the signs of it as our toleration of the educated class, okay, for homosexuality or for changing gender or whatever. That, to me, it's the opposite. To me, it's symptomatic, okay, of a civilization just before it falls. All right, which is that we are all very tolerant and we are not passionate, okay, but But there are bands of extremely passionate vandals and destroyers, you know, who are moving around the edges of the civilization and who bring it down. Okay, and there, in this preoccupation, it seems to me, with gender issues and with gender identity and so on. Okay, I think it's extremely limited in the long run. And in this hyper self consciousness about who am I? Okay, who am I exactly? Where exactly on the gender, like a ruler in front of mine. Where exactly on the spectrum, okay, am I located in terms of gender? Well, I mean, this is a kind of navel gazing, okay, the time when ISIS is beheading people, okay, in the Mideast, it's like a kind of madness, okay, self-absorption,